For the next minutes, we'll start with the Phosphor GEO Data Challenge Award Ceremony. And for this, I will invite a couple of persons on the scene for awarding the thematic awards. And I will start by introducing the challenge that you all know already. It was published on the conference website for quite a long time when we kept the call open. And this is a challenge that was addressing, as you said, many topics that are related to the Earth observation. And we wanted to give it this focus on data and the satellite data that Francesco has been talking about before. Of course, with this kind of endeavor, we had to involve a lot of people, and there are not a few. And I think we, with this opportunity, I kindly ask you to thank them again a lot for giving us their support and participating in this activity. Thank you very much again to all of you. Now, we received around 30 proposals from which we selected the eligible ones, but in the end we had 12 competitors who reached the final phase. And what is good, and I think it's really good, we'll award 8 prizes with the contributions, as I said, of the organizations being mentioned here: ECMWF, European Commission, SI Imaging, GAF AG, CS Romania, Deimos Romania, and Godan. And again, please give them a big hand of applause for supporting this competition. Unfortunately, we couldn't award the MIO Prize for the best application dedicated to the ADAM platform, because no application on this topic has reached the final phase. But we hope to be more lucky for the next phases. But besides that, let's applaud MIO for their kind intention to give a prize. Well, this being said, I think we can go for knowing the winners. And for this, as I said, I will invite on the stage some of the representatives of the organizations who agreed to award prizes, and I will start with ECMWF, and I will ask Sylvie to come on the stage. Sylvie, please.
Yes, thank you. I'm very proud to represent ECMWF today and to give the name of the winner for the ECMWF challenge. I also would like to take the opportunity to thank the organizer for this fantastic conference. Yeah, it's not yet. I think we were 10 of us were here, and we had a fantastic week, and it was very inspiring to see how our data are used, and we will certainly continue to try to deliver the best data for you. First name, it's Alexandru Dumitrescu, he received the prize for... Is he here?
Because of, you know, logistic issues, we just asked the people who are the winners to stand up, because it's not so easy to come on the stage. If Alexandru is here, please stand up. No.
Anyway, so he has a very nice...
Let's congratulate him again
nice
and go for the next one.
The next winner is Xingun Hu for his work on semantic cementation on forest fires.
If Xingun is in the room, again, please stand up. No?
No. Okay.
Congratulations again.
Oops. And the last one is for Theodora, Celia, and her team.
Theodora, please stand up.
Okay.
Okay. So this time we are lucky we have somebody in the room.
Yes, we'll give it back.
Yeah. And with this, we thank Sylvie for the kindness and the support, the consistent support they provided to the challenge by awarding 3 prizes in our competition. Thank you very much again, ECMWF. For the next one, I invite on the stage the representative of the European Space Agency, Dr. Thomas Baer. The European Space Agency is providing a consistent prize. Thomas, please, tell us.
Okay. I'll take this one. Hi, no panic. There will be no keynote speech or anything similar. Just to say thank you to Jan and the organizers to have organized this very brilliant and successful and very insightful event. As he said, as Jan said, I am representing the European Space Agency, more particularly the Copernicus program, which is dealt with in ESRIN, our ESRIN establishment next to Rome in Frascati, maybe known to some of you, city of the good white wine, but also city of science. And ESA in ESRIN is taking care, amongst other things, of the Copernicus program management in ESRIN. And this is why we were also very happy to be a juror here in this event. This is an Earth observation event, and whenever I hear Earth observation, I would like to see Copernicus, because this is something you need to know if you speak about EO. This is free and open data from our Sentinel satellites. And this is why we were, of course, keen to see also in your proposals relationship to Copernicus to Sentinels. Many of these ideas have been making use of these data, so these came, of course, in more close consideration. In the end, it was not so easy to find the winner because they were really good, the ideas. I was really impressed. It's not the first time that I am sitting on a jury, and also in 10 days I will be on a jury when we have our own big app camp in ESRIN, in ESA, Frascati. So, but we had to make a decision, and this was taken today, this afternoon. And in the end, the winner was, yeah, more or less a clear winner, because the idea is just tempting. It is an idea which deals with the detection of so-called dark vessels, which are plowing the seas without letting us know who they are. I mean, this is an issue which is very political, it's very topical, it's a hot potato sometimes. We need to know sometimes what kind of ship is going from there to there and what is it carrying. And it's not always easy, even if there's an obligation for ships of a certain size to carry an identification device. It's too easy to switch it off. And in order to get also hold of these guys, there are now technologies existing, already implemented by EMSA, the European Maritime Safety Agency, and assisted by through the European Satellite Center, and also helped by the European Space Agency to get after these and develop the technology. And this idea is exactly what I am now going to tell you, which has won this ESA special prize. And here we are. Is it? I have to move it. Here we go. Yes. It's the team of Adrian Tofting. It's a Norwegian team. I don't think they are here today, otherwise I would be surprised. No, these guys are leaving. So this is a Norwegian team whom I will see already in 15 days or so from now, because they have won the first prize, which consists of coming to ESRIN, to our app camp. And this is something quite specific, because we will pay them the flight tickets back and forth, of course, from Norway to ESRIN. They have around 8 days in a nice hotel with swimming pool in Esrin, all expenses paid. They have the whole week from the 16th to the 23rd of September in Esrin, in our Frascati establishment. They will get lectures. They will see our PhilEB, our famous future-oriented experimental lab, where we are dealing with artificial intelligence and machine learning, and they will go there and check it out. And we will have an astronaut there, an active astronaut coming to Frascati for that occasion and speaking to them and letting them know what he's doing right now, preparing for another spacewalk. So this prize is just amazing. They will go there for 1 week, and Adrian Tofting is the head of this little group, and I can only say congratulations. I get a kind of certificate, I think, which I will take with me, and I will present it to myself at this point in time, and I will give it to him in 10 days from now, or 15 days. Thank you very much, and applause. For
Yeah, I think we can. We shall go to the next one. And for the next one, I kindly invite on the scene the representative of SI Imaging for telling us who is the winner of the prize they want to award. So, SI Imaging.
Hello. First of all, thank you very much for the nice organizers. I had a quite wonderful time here. This is my first time for this conference, and then quite surprised to, very family-like the atmosphere. Actually, this is the most casual the clothing that I can have at this moment. So maybe next year I'll bring my shorts and then, you know, t-shirts and etc. So the reason that we, first of all, I needed to explain about my company. The company is called the SI Imaging. And the Korea government has four very high resolution satellite systems, and they wanted to commercialize a bit. And then we are the part of it. So we are selling the very high resolution data worldwide. The reason that we decided to support that this event, actually, we believe with the pre-data and with our commercial data, we are not pre, sorry about that, but combining the two, the different, the resources, we believe we can achieve better results. And then, I wish to see the results from this society, actually. As you mentioned in all the presentation, there are many the small operators now. Many countries have their own the satellite system, and they are trying to sell the data. So if you can help us to survive in this market, then you will have more resources to provide your data, and then that will reduce the cost of your data. So please help not just us. I mean, there are many small operators. You can help us. Thank you very much. And so this is the first time for us to provide the data, and then one the nice gentleman actually provided a very interesting result. So the winner of SI Imaging Services Award will be Bang Pam Hu, who presented the Compass 3 satellite support for farming in Germany. Please. Thank you very much. Very wonderful job. Thank you very much.
Sorry. Yeah, thank you very much again, SI Imaging, for supporting our challenge. There are still prizes to be awarded, and for the next one, I invite Francesco Barbato to tell us what is the prize he wants to award and to whom. Francesco, please.
Thank you. So. Thank you very much. No? All right, so as I explained to you during my speech before, so one of the reasons why the Commission has set up such a program, Copernicus program, is to help with policy support. And we thought that it would have been nice to give the award to an application that was helping solving public policy challenges, public challenges, societal challenges. So for this reason, we thought that the best application that we evaluated was dealing with landslides. And the award goes to? No. Yes, this one. So it goes to Vasil Yordanov and her team for the work on landslide detection and monitoring. Please give it up. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Yeah, as you saw, we had a mistake here in the order of presenting the prizes, but I hope you just didn't notice it. But and just fake, you didn't notice it. So for the next prize, I invite the representative of GAFIG on the scene to present the prizes they want to award. Marcus, please.
Thank you very much. Yes, thank you, Ian. I'm very happy to be here and to announce the winner of our challenge. I was very surprised because I was never participating in such a thing, and I think it's an awesome thing, especially for the open source community, and especially the open source community in GIS. And yeah, I want to thank some people because they helped me out with this challenge, and it was very funny with them. First, for the Mundi Web Services, they offered us all the infrastructure for the participants and offered it totally for free, and I think that helped very out for them. And yeah, another help was given by Synergize, and they offered us to put our data on the Sentinel Hub. The participants had to use an Indian satellite data, which was not very easy to use at the beginning, but it worked out very well. And at last, I want to thank my own company, my CTO, my CEO, because I asked them if we can do this and make this happen, and they immediately answered, yeah, of course, we can do this, no problem, just put it up and talk to Ian and Basil, and yeah, it was awesome. And yeah, now I want to present the winner. Backwards.
Yes.
It's William Ouellet and his team. Yeah, I saw the stuff they produced, and they had a very short time frame, everybody there, and I was really impressed what people can do if they have the passion and the focus to do some challenge and put everything into it. Thank you.
Thank you, Marcus. Yeah, I think there's one more left. And for the last one, I would call it, let's say, the technology prize of the Eurodata challenge. Although we're talking among the members of the jury, we didn't have such prize. Maybe there would be an idea for the next edition of this challenge. And this technology prize is going to be of Ivan's. Ivan had provided a spectacular solution. And I'm happy to say that Ivan is one of the winners of our challenge. I think I have your agreement to thank again all of the people involved. And to congratulate again the winners of the challenge. I think we are not finished with the prizes. And I invite on the scene the person who will tell us who is the Soulcat Award winner this year.
Please. Hello. We need a minute to get the slides ready. So maybe you can.
Yeah, you can go.
Yeah. The award is here, well covered, so no one will touch it. Maria, I give it to you.
Nice.
Thank you. So let's see.
You don't have the name on any of the slides, right?
No.
Good.
No, we are good.
We'll keep the suspense. So. Let's keep the suspense going. So each year at Phos4G, the Soulcat Award recognizes exceptional contributions from someone from the community to the OSGO mission. And by exceptional contributions, we don't mean only code, but actually, you know, all sorts of involvement at different levels of our community. So I have a chance to be here today with three other former Soulcat Award recipients. So Astrid from, actually on the next slide, I think we have the names, right? So Astrid from last year. Andrea Aimee had to leave early. He was with us this week, so he was the winner in 2017. Maria was the winner in 2015. And then you go back in time. There's myself in 2019 and Marcus 2006. In my case, 2009, not 19. So a bit of info about Soulcat, just to put things in context. And I'm going to read to make sure I don't forget anything. So Soulcat was an early pioneer of Phos4G in the early 80s. He worked on the MOS project, and he left behind a big body of work in the form of application, file formats, application and utilities, while he was working at the United States Bureau of Land Management. He's been a frequent contributor to various software on mailing lists. So essentially, he was doing what we're doing today, but several years ago. Unfortunately, he passed away in 1999 from a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. But his legacy lives on with this award. So I'll keep the suspense. I'll let Astrid talk now. Go ahead, Astrid.
Yeah, so let's find out who will be the winner this year. For me, it was a big honor to receive it last year, and it was a big surprise. And here is the award, well covered. It came a long way from Canada. Jeff McKenna organized the production and shipped the award in time for the event. Okay, I talk a bit about the winner, and maybe step by step you will guess who this person could be. So, the winner this year is always kind and humble, but it's a person who is not standing in the spotlight. It is a person who does, but not so often. It's someone who is a real community person, and maybe not all of you may know him in person, but the person... Oh, no. The person, sorry. So let's look a bit, go on. So, it's a person who is highly active and who is contributing a very, very lot to the OSGO community. Contributing by a lot of commits that this person is doing. The person is committing a lot to OSGO projects like GDL, QGIS, Proge, what else, Map Server. So you may guess, but let's have a closer look. This person committed in the last 5 years over 10,000 commits to all these projects, and I didn't list all of them. So if we do some math, that's more than one commit per hour, if you think of a day with 8 hours work. And these commits don't cover the support mails in the mailing list or the community stuff around. So that's quite a lot of activity. Okay, It looks like some of you already suspected who the winner would be. Okay, it's a man. And I'm very proud to announce that it is Yves Rouen who will receive the Sol Kotz Award this year, 2019, from Oceo. So please, Yves, come closer. Thank you.